This is Resonance 104.4 FM. Flipping marvellous. How are you? I'm Nick Hennigan, and welcome to another slice of Literary London, both here on Resonance FM, and of course, we're now on our podcast site at bohemianbritain.com. Yes, bohemianbritain.com. I've mentioned before, by the way, that the Bohemian Britain term came along because this very radio show that you are listening to now, either live on the wireless or as a podcast or elsewhere, was voted number two, not number one, the second of number two in the top 10 Bohemian podcasts to listen to in the world. Yeah, get me. Number one was in New York. I've not actually listened to it yet. It's not me being churlish. I just sort of haven't got round to it. But it made me smile slightly because I thought, what's a bohemian podcast? Me going pop into a microphone like pop. It wouldn't happen in a proper studio. I'm in my home studio at the moment. There's only coffee here. But I thought, what makes a bohemian podcast? Does it mean you have to be starving when you record it? And there have been times during my career, I use the term laughingly, career, where hunger has actually been a problem. I think if you're a full-time writer, you might know what I'm talking about. Or do you have to, because it's the Bohemian podcast, do you have to be sort of stuck in a garret, recording it in a little garret, eh, at the top of a dwelling somewhere? I've also done that. But it made me smile slightly. And so it was a bit of a joke. I decided to set up a website called Bohemian Britain. It's not quite what I wanted it to be. It's a bit of a mess. Go check it out if you get a chance. www.bohemianbritain.com. Also, you can I think you can sign up for a newsletter as well, which I think we can do on Resonance as well. But it'd be nice to hear from you. It's not quite what I intended it to be. I am going to start doing a regular weekly blog on writing and the difficulties of getting by in a world that doesn't completely recognise the arts. Is it fair to say that? Possibly. So, and if you've got any comments or you'd like to be involved either with bohemianbritain.com, maybe you've got a book review or you've bought your own book out, or of course anything to do with Literary London and Resonance 104.4 FM, then do please get in touch. You can either drop me a mail at radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, or Nick, N-I-C-K, at bohemianbritain.com. Oh yeah, I've got my own website. And my own email address, yes, nick@bohemianbritain.com. We've got a Literary London handle on Twitter, but I can never remember what it is, so it's not really clever, is it? But yes, no, do please get in touch and check out bohemianbritain.com and be sort of part of the community. I do love it. I'd like to say hello again to Kath from California. Hi, Kath. Kath has actually emailed on nick@bohemianbritain.com for the first time. You may know if you're a regular listener. Kath, in California, Kath, she only ever listens on the beach and it's always sunny. I mean, even occasionally when you see on the news that the weather in California is not... Where Kath is, it's always sunny. And I like that. I think I'd like to live somewhere that's always sunny. Yeah, so hello to Kat. And also hello to Pete, who is in New Jersey. I've had a couple of emails from New Jersey recently. So hello, America. My auntie went to America, to Philadelphia, back in the, blimey, 1930s or something from, Hennigan's an Irish name. So from Ireland to Leeds in Yorkshire and then over to the east coast of America, and I must go over there. I had a version of my show, I wrote a version of A Christmas Carol that was off Broadway in New York last Christmas, and I really should have pushed it and tried to get over there, obviously just to serve the production, nothing to do with the fact that I've got to play in New York. Oh no, of course not. And it would have been lovely to have seen the family. Philadelphia is a jolly fine city. World copyright me, Philadelphia. So yes, do get in touch if you've done anything, if you've got a book out, if you've got a poem you want me reading out, anything at all really to do with literature and London or kind of a bohemian lifestyle. Now that we've got that, and talking of bohemian lifestyles, we're going to celebrate a real kind of couple of celebrations, a birthday of a popular novelist and the 200th anniversary of the death of a great writer about whom I have a fairly sort of, well, close connection with, because I wrote a play or adapted a play about him and Frankenstein. But more about that later, because I wanted to start off with the celebration on the 17th of April, 1957, was born, excuse me, I do have a bit of cold, was born a child, Nicholas Peter John Hornby. Of course, Nick Hornby, who is known for, amongst other things, for his version of Fever Pitch. And About a Boy. Drawn Boy and About a Boy, of course, written by Nick Hornby, whose birthday we're celebrating, 17th of April 1957. We're the same age, are we? No, he's older than me. Phew, that's all right. Yes, of course, who was mostly famous for his novels that have been turned into films. He went to Cambridge, educated at Cambridge University, as was the other writer that we're going to be celebrating in a moment. But I quite like Nick Hornby. I like doing this as well. If I can find some quotes. And Nick Hornby's, if you're a writer, you'll kind of understand this one, or at least you'll appreciate this one. Excuse me, one of the things he said, I don't listen to music while I'm at the computer, but it's an important part of the working day. Things tend to spark better if I'm having an intense relationship with a song or an album. That's kind of cool. He also wrote, I don't want my books to exclude anyone, but if they have to, then I would rather they excluded the people who feel they're too smart for them. And also talking about bohemian lifestyle, he's quoted Nick Hornby as saying, the plain state of being human is dramatic enough for anyone. You don't need to be a heroin addict or a performance poet to experience extremity. You just have to love someone. This is also a relevant one if you're a book collector, because I tend to have more books than I ever kind of get round to reading. And I was quite pleased to read this. Nick said, all the books we own, both read and unread, are the fullest expression of self we have at our disposal. But with each passing year and with each whimsical purchase, our libraries become more and more able to articulate who we are, whether we read the books or not. Which is quite good, yes. Looking around at, yeah, one or two of the books where I'm sitting now, many of them unread, many of them about writing and writers. Maybe we should do a little book review session. Yeah, maybe we should do that. In fact, if you want to do a book review session, then do get in touch. Drop me an email, radio at mavericktheatre.co.uk, radio at mavericktheatre.co.uk, or Nick, N-I-C-K, at bohemianbritain.com. bohemianbritain.com. I also quite like, from the writing point of view, Nick Hornby, whose birthday we're celebrating, he said, excuse me, I started by writing plays. When I left university and I tried to write, everything came out sounding like a bad essay. So I thought I should stick to dialogue. I hadn't done enough reading, not of the things I wanted to emulate, so it took me a while, a long time, to grapple with voice. Everything changed for me when I read Anne Tyler, Raymond Carver, Richard Ford and Laurie Moore, all in about 1986-87, voice, tone, simplicity, humour, soul, all of these things seemed to be missing from the contemporary English fiction I'd looked at. And I knew then what I wanted to do. Lucky man. Lucky man. And then finally, a couple of quotes I quite like. Again, if you're a writer, you'll appreciate this. Nick Hornby says, I'm a 9-to-5 writer. I never work on weekends or in the evenings. He says, I have an office round the corner from my home, so I drop a kid off at school and walk down the road, where invariably I waste the first few hours of the day writing emails, playing solitaire, reading sports news on the internet. Okay, that's fairly normal. Apart from the office, although I do actually have a small space in Hammersmith. You may have heard of my small space. The world corporate headquarters of the Maverick Theatre Company. I said, well, corporate headquarters. We affectionately call it the broom cupboard. Yeah, because that's really kind of what it is. But I haven't written any massive hits yet. I have to try and adjust that. And Nick finally said, I like his final quote from Nick Hornby, is that, I think I do construct an ideal reader or listener. I always seem to think that I'm addressing some quite smart woman in her 30s. I've no idea why. So Nick Hornby, whose birthday we are celebrating this week, the English novelist, essayist, lyricist, and of course screenwriter. He's been doing some screenwriting recently, but best known for his novels High Fidelity and About a Boy, and of course his football memoir Fever Pitch, work that touches on music, sport, and the aimless and obsessive natures of his protagonist. And of course About a Boy starred Hugh Grant. And was it Nicholas Holt, the young boy? I can't remember. I need to watch that again at some point. Yeah. I quite like Hugh Grant. It wasn't quite as floppy as some of his usual roles, was it? No, it wasn't. Nick Hornby, by the way, has also adapted Lynn Barber's memoir, An Education, excuse me, and Brooklyn by Colm Tóibín for the big screen. And he's got a website, actually. Are you interested in Nick Hornby's website? Let me just see if I can find. Yes, I think it's called nickhornbyofficial.com. If you want to have a look, he's got a wedding blogger, nickhornbyofficial.com. This is Resonance 104.4 FM, also on bohemianbritain.com, as I've been sort of banging on about a little bit. I'm Nick Hennigan, and thank you for your company here on Resonance. We're talking about Nick Hornby. And we go, I say, from the sublime to the ridiculous. That's not a very good term to use, is it? Because the other celebration, or is it a celebration? Commemoration is the 200th anniversary this week of the passing of Percy Bysshe Shelley. Oh, in fact, not Percy Bysshe Shelley. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Byron, Lord Byron. Yes, indeed. Lord Byron, who passed away in Greece. And I'm kind of slightly tied up with Lord Byron in that at the Edinburgh Fringe last year, I adapted a play by Robert Lloyd George. Robert Lloyd George is the grandson, of course, of the Prime Minister, David Lloyd George. And he wrote a play called Winston and David, which I adapted and directed, and we did at the Edinburgh Festival 2 years ago. And then last year we did a version of another play that he'd written called The Birth of Frankenstein. And it concerns Percy Bysshe Shelley and, of course, Mary Shelley, his future wife, and, of course, the mad, bad and dangerous to know, Lord Byron. So he actually kind of, the episode I wrote about, that we wrote about, was after Byron's sort of breakup of his domestic life. He was a bit of a bad lad in all sorts of ways. His wife finally left him, taking their daughter with him, and began a legal separation. This was in 1816, and eventually it was made made legal, and it was a scandal, of course, a great scandal. And so he decided, of course, he also had ever-increasing debts, which you tend not to think of with lords, do you? But anyway, he did. He had ever-increasing debts. So he left England in April 1816, never to return. But the bit I was interested in was that although he never returned, in fact, in spite of his dying wishes, his body was returned for burial in England eventually. But after he left England, he journeyed through Belgium, continued up the Rhine River, and then in the summer of 1816, he settled at the Villa Diodati by Lake Geneva in Switzerland with his personal physician, John William Polidori. There, Byron befriended the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley and Shelley's future wife, Mary Godwin. He was also joined by Mary's stepsister, Claremont, with whom he had an affair in London, which subsequently resulted in the birth of their illegitimate child, who died very young. But that wasn't the thing that interested me. It was the fact that the incessant rain of that summer, apparently, over 3 days in June, the five people there in the chalet turned to reading fantastical stories, including Phantasmagoriana, and then devising their own tales. And the woman there, or at least Mary Shelley, came up with an idea. And the idea was called Frankenstein. And here, from our play, The Birth of Frankenstein, is Rob Williams' evocative theme tune. Oh, that's enough to get you quivering, isn't it? That's the opening theme tune, to The Birth of Frankenstein by Robert Lloyd George, adapted and directed by moi, that we presented last year at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe with a cast of three, a rather brilliant cast they were. It's Mary Shelley's story, really. I decided that was the direction it should take. I had a brilliant Mary Shelley. She's in America now. Nothing to do with me, I don't think. And you might actually be able to see The Birth of Frankenstein again, and it looks like we've been invited to the Adelaide Festival, which will be ripper buns of beauty, mate. Is that kind of racist to say that? Probably is, isn't it? Sorry about that. And I'm very fond of Adelaide. I've been there once, actually, and that was because my sister, Jen, was a 10-pound pom back in the 1960s or 70s. And I've written about her leaving, actually. I'm thinking of starting a Substack. What do you think? Substack? Let me know. Nick@bohemianbritain.com. Let me know what you think. Or again, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. Again, if you've got a book or anything involved with the literary life of anywhere, then do please get in touch. But we played that, yes, to celebrate the, commemorate the fact that it was 200 years ago this week that Lord Byron passed away. He was in Greece at the time. The Greek sort of liberation was going on, and he was about 36 years old, I think. You know, a lot of them kind of passed away, as it were, quite early. Yes, it was the 19th of April, 1824. So, that's my attachment and link with Lord Byron through our play, The Birth of Frankenstein. And in fact, I was so impressed with Rob Williams' music, I might play this as well. This is also from The Birth of Frankenstein. It's called Corridors. We'll be right back. Good stuff, isn't it? That's Corridors, actually a work in progress is its full title. It was a work in progress by Rob Williams, who wrote that for our production of A Birth of Frankenstein, which may be out on some posh cruise ships, actually, next summer. I've not done that before. That'd be interesting. Obviously, I'd have to go along, wouldn't I? Hmm? Yes. Yeah, of course I would. Be wrong not to. We will. It looks like we will be at the Adelaide Festival as well. So that, I say, ripper. Oh, stop doing that, Nick. I'm quite looking forward to that. As I say, I've only been to Adelaide once a long time ago, but it was very lovely. And of course, my sister's there and all her family, so that'll be good, my older sister. So that was celebrating, really, the 200th anniversary of the passing of Gordon, George Gordon Byron, the 6th Baron Byron, who was born 22nd of January 1788 and passed away on the 19th of April 1824. One of the major figures, of course, of the Romantic movement, regarded as being one of the greatest of English poets, educated at Trinity College in Cambridge, but then he was forced to flee England after he'd been travelling through Europe due to all sorts of threats. So I won't go on too much more about Lord Byron, other than to say he was a good old boy, I think. I'm not sure if I'd have liked him. The great quote was, "Mad, bad, and dangerous to know." Which actually, in thinking about it, reminds me of one or two of my own chums. Anyway, so that's all we've got time for this week, but thank you very much for your company. I hope you've enjoyed that. Get in touch if you have, or if you haven't, as I say, nick@bohemianbritain.com. Nick, N-I-C-K, at bohemianbritain.com. And of course, if you've got anything you'd like to hear, or a work, or anything that you've done yourself, again, get in touch. Or radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. Thank you very much for your company. I'll see you next time. I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Literary London on Resonance 104.4 FM.